ナモバガバテバスデバヤオンナモバガバテバスデバヤWe are reading this morning from the ninth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 21, text number 8. Yate shutre taman yoga atiti shvabir avrita rajan mediyata manam saganaya bubukshate Nakamaye hangatim ishvarat param ashtavadiyoktam apunapavamva atim prapatye kiradeha bhajang antasito yena bhavantya dukha. Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nittinamine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Prachadine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasani Aur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare In this verse and the previous ones we hear of the the very astonishing, let us say, compassion a Vaishnava has for the living entities. Today we celebrate the appearance day of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, who is the spiritual master of the founder of the Hare Krishna movement, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. It says, whenever a pure devotee comes into this world, and he has a mission to work on behalf of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, because the pure devotee has no other interest than the interest of God, he is considered to be the representative of God. And to take shelter under the lotus feet of such a pure devotee is certainly the mission of human life. The example which has been given to illustrate the rareness of meeting such a devotee is also very interesting. In the ocean there is a certain type of cornucha. Cornucha? Yes, cornucha. Which comes once a year to the surface of the ocean in order to inhale air. But after having made one breath, it has to again go deep onto the bottom of the dark and cold ocean. Now please imagine that at the exact moment where the cornucha puts his head out of the water, at that moment there is a wooden plank. I hope you understand this word. Wooden plank? What does this mean? Daska, daska. And in the daska, daska, there is a hole, you know, the hole for one of the branch. Imagine the tortoise comes. When it comes up, that hole is exactly where the head is. And with its head, it can go through the hole and take a firm hold. At that moment, the tortoise is saved. It doesn't have to sink back again to the bottom of the dark and cold ocean. So, our human form of life is compared to the souls coming up in the ocean of birth and death. If at that time, when we are in a human form, we do have the chance to meet a pure devotee, we must capture hold at his lotus feet so that we will not be forced to sink down again to the deep, cold darkness of material life. So, today on the appearance day of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, let us glorify His Divine Grace, the Spiritual Master of Srila Prabhupada, and in this way give some pleasure to Srila Prabhupada and the Vaishnavas. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur was known for his great determination. There is an example of this in his early childhood. Once, when he was still a little boy, he was entering into the room where the unoffered food was kept and took a mango and ate it. His father, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, took notice of this and later mildly rebuked or chastised the boy. He said, mildly, because after all, he was a very small boy. You have eaten unoffered food, which is not was not given to the Supreme Lord. So when Bhaktisiddhanta, at that time he was called Bimal Prasad, that was his name. The Prasad, the mercy of Bimala. Bimala is a very close associate of Krishna. When he heard about this, he became very determined to never ever eat a mango in his whole life. If someone, even when he was an acharya, taking care of many disciples and many, many mats, temples, when someone would offer him a mango, he said, "No, I cannot take. I'm a great sinner." Imagine the determination of the little boy. But we should not be totally astonished. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur came on the request and prayers of his spiritual master, his father, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was spreading Krishna consciousness at that time, but he saw there was such a big task ahead of him. I mean, so much had to be done to spread Krishna consciousness that he felt alone incapable to do this, and therefore prayed for a ray of Vishnu. This is how it is described. He prayed for a ray of Vishnu. Do you know the meaning of ray? Like the sun, this is now the sun rays are coming in here and giving light to us, even in this room. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur prayed for a ray of Vishnu to give light to the people of the Kali Yuga, and as a result, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur appeared. He, from his very birth, displayed divine characteristica. See, when he was still a little infant, like this, that year there was the Ratha Yatra festival. Do you all know what is Ratha Yatra? Who does not know what is Ratha Yatra? You know the brother of Anandini? That's all right, good. Well, since only a few know, if you don't know, please ask the devotees afterwards. It's a big festival, the festival of the chariots, where the Lord is put on these huge carts, and where devotees drag these carts, and a wonderful festival throughout the town of Puri. So when the car, this huge car, I mean, they are higher than the temple, higher, came before the house of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it could not be moved any longer. There was a total standstill of the movement. So the wife of Bhaktivinoda Thakur immediately took this as a chance, and she took her little boy and ran out of the house and climbed up the Ratha Yatra car. You know, you have to go, you have to really climb up, it's really high. The wheels are maybe from here well to the roof, you see, such high wheels. Really, it's a monster car. She had to climb up. But because she was a wife of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who was then the magistrate of the town of Puri, she was allowed to do so. And she brought her little baby before the lotus feet of Lord Jagannath. She just laid him down, and at that moment, a huge garland slipped down the wonderful form of the Lord and began to encircle, like a circle around the baby, which showed how special Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur was for the Lord. So you can see the determination of Bimal Prasad, the little boy, who never ever ate a mango in his whole life when he heard that he had taken an unoffered mango. That determination was nothing astonishing, because he was directly sent by Krishna, and Krishna directly acknowledged his special nature by giving this sign with a garland. So there are many things which we could tell. Let us move ahead of time. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur was extremely intelligent also. He founded one astrological school. He wrote a commentary on a famous Vedic word, work on astrology called Surya Siddhanta, and he became known even in his young days as a walking encyclopedia. I think you understand what I mean, like a lexica. So he always was, so to say, the prince of the intellectuals of Calcutta. He made a discussion group when he was only 18 years old, to which the biggest scholar of the day were coming. It was called the August Assembly. However, now, although he was very, very talented and well known even as a young man amongst the elite, so to say, of the town of Calcutta, he understood the necessity of becoming initiated by a spiritual master. He became at one stage in his life very eager to accept the shelter of Srila Gaur Kishordas Babaji. Now, if you just understand a little about the personality of Gaur Kishordas Babaji, of whom this young intellectual wanted to take shelter, you cannot but be amazed. Gaur Kishordas Babaji, from external appearance, was the total opposite to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He was a Babaji. He had nothing to do with this world. Once Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wanted to take him to Calcutta to have some glasses made for him, because as Gaur Kishordas Babaji became older, his eyesight was no longer very good. So when he went to Gaur Kishordas Babaji with this approach, Gaur Kishordas Babaji said, "I will never ever go to the material world, Calcutta." Now, how do you understand this statement? Well, Gaur Kishordas Babaji lived in Navadvip Dham. It's a holy place, non-different for the pure souls who can see, non-different from the spiritual world. And he didn't want to go to the materialistic atmosphere of a big town. That's how he said. Gaur Kishordas Babaji would usually not preach. He would sometimes preach, but usually he was absorbed in his transcendental service to Radha and Krishna, which he performed with his mind. He had a little deity of Lord Gauranga, which he worshipped, and sometimes it was described that that deity would dance before the eyes of Gaur Kishordas Babaji. He was constantly engaged in chanting the holy name more than 64 rounds a day. He would sometimes not eat and not sleep just to chant the holy name. And he would always chant, "Kota Gauranga, where are you, Gauranga? Where are you, Krishna? Where are you, Radha?" This was his activity. People understood that here in Gaur Kishordas Babaji there was always in the highest realizations of Krishna consciousness, which are a feeling of intense separation from Krishna. Some materialistic people could not understand Gaur Kishordas Babaji completely. For them, he always remained a mystery. For instance, once a powerful king came to invite Gaur Kishordas Babaji to one festival he had arranged for different pandits to speak. So Gaur Kishordas Babaji told the king that, "What is the use of this discussion? Why do you want to invite me?" And then the king said, "Well, you are such a great soul. I'm prepared to do everything for you. You are my goal and you are my only shelter." and I want you to be there to give the proper understanding. Well, said Gorkhasodas Babaji, are you prepared to do everything for me? Yes, everything, 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 everything. Then, please forget that you are the king. Forget all this lupust, and just sit down with me and hear and chant Hare Krishna. This is my desire. He said this to a king. So, of course, the king excused himself and went back to his palace. This is Gorkhasodas Babaji. Now, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur understood when he was quite young that he must take shelter under the lotus feet of the pure devotee. He must learn. His father had told him, if you do not become initiated, then I will not accept you any longer in this house. This is the exact opposite of the typical Beograd father who said, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, you can see the family said, if you do not get initiated, you are not even a human being. Then you cannot come back to this house any longer. So Bhaktisiddhanta went to Gorkhasodas Babaji. Gorkhasi asked him, why do you want to be initiated by me? You are so qualified. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and he knew that this was a test. He said, no, please do not play your intelligent games with me. You know I am full of false ego, but please accept me. Oh, I cannot. I am so fallen, said Gorkhasodas Babaji. So, Bhaktisiddhanta had to go back. A little later, I believe a few days later, he again came. Please, my dear Vaishnav Mahashai, please accept me. And again, Gorkhasodas said, I'm too fallen. I cannot do this. Then he came a third time. Please. Molemte, molemte, molemte. Without your mercy, I will not be able to cross over this dangerous ocean of birth and death, where there are sharks. What is shark? Aikulas. Where there are aikulas of lust and crocodiles of gnev. Without your mercy, it will not be possible for me to cross over this ocean of birth and death. I said, Gorkhasodas Babaji, okay, come back tomorrow. I will ask Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The next morning, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati came very early. So, have you asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What does he say? You know, Gorkhasodas Babaji had the deity of Gauranga of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he said, well, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not given an answer as of yet. The answer is not yet there. One day, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur came again to Gorkhasodas Babaji. And at this time, Gorkhasodas Babaji, he was walking on the bridge over the there's a very high bridge in Navadvip. And Bhaktisiddhanta met him on the bridge, and he said, please, Molemte, Accept me as your disciple, although I'm totally unqualified and fallen. If you don't accept me, it became very dramatic. If you do not accept me, I will jump from this bridge. And he was crying. I have to take this useless life from me. My life is wasted. And he went to the railing of the bridge. And he was prepared to just jump down. At that time, Gokishore said, Chakai. He took him back. And then he said, all right. Uratnu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has today told me that you will be initiated. So this is how Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur got his initiation. He became very transcendentally enlivened, and he became a great preacher. Now there's one particular moment in his life which I want to bring to your attention. At the time of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's preaching, there was a lot of, let us say, yes, deviant behavior in the Gaudiya Sampradaya. That means there were many sects which said they would follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pure teachings, but in actual fact, they just speculated. There were Sahajiyas, for instance, who broke the rules and regulations of spiritual life, but at the same time proclaimed themselves to be followers. There were 12 sects which did the most outrageous things, sexual misbehavior and, you know, really vile things. And they preached all kinds of philosophy. And so Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur at one stage said, I will only be able to preach Krishna consciousness if I become, if I go very, very, very deep. So he gave up the preaching mission for some time and went to Navadvip, where he performed severe austerities. He chanted and chanted and chanted for, I believe, something like 6 years. He just sat down in one place and chanted and also read in the scriptures. It was a marathon. He only ate once a day, sometimes even not. And he chanted and chanted. The roof of the hut in which he lived was destroyed by the wind and by the rain. And it is described that the rain came through the roof. But he did not even get up to repair it, but just took an umbrella. Do you know what is an umbrella? Yeah? And he just sat and continued chanting. He did not care for this world any longer, but chanted and chanted and chanted. It so happened that after some time, one disciple of his father, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he lived in Calcutta, and he wondered what had become out of the son of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Where is he? So much preaching was going on by other groups, but the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were not propagated. So he went to Navadvip to find Bhaktisiddhanta, because he knew he was empowered to spread the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over. But he at first could not find him. He very interesting to note, he asked a farmer, where is this holy man? Here is no holy man, said the farmer. He is only a madman. Sometimes he's living here, sometimes he's living there. He's always chanting, Kahogoranga, Kahogoranga. Where are you, Goranga? Where are you, Goranga? And tears are flowing from his eyes. Then he sometimes jumps into the Ganga and chants the names of Krishna. And see, he is drinking water from the same cup where he keeps the water for cleaning himself. Isn't he mad? So this I want to see him. So this, finally, after waiting for many, many days, this man from Calcutta, the disciple of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, met a large figure, a big, tall figure. The tall figure came running, Gaura, 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 and he jumped into the Ganga, flash, and then he floated down the Ganga and came out another time. So the man ran there. And he said, he said to this tall figure, who are you? You must be the son of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Yes, that is correct. And he looked into the eyes of this tall man. Was very determined eyes, but full of love. What are you doing? You are here in Navadvip and the preaching is not going on. Your father had given you the message to preach Krishna consciousness. Here, where is the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? The message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, asked Bhaktisiddhanta. It is here. Don't you see? Lord Chaitanya is dancing here in Navadvip, performing his eternal pastimes. Here is the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And without turning, and then he turned around and he just went away. And this man from Calcutta, his disciple, just looked at him. A few months later, this disciple heard a knocking at his door, clang, 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 clang. And there, all of a sudden, he saw the same large, tall personality. His head was freshly shaven. He was dressed in saffron garments. And he said, come, I have come to Calcutta to register the movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then the same day, sorry, the same hour, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur went to the office, and in a few hours before they closed, he had registered his preaching movement, the Gaudiya Math, there. Usually it takes years in India, but he was so determined that the office people just went, okay, what else? Yes, this paper, okay, yes, this paper, this paper. What had happened? What affected the change of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's heart? Well, it's a very interesting story. One day, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was again chanting and reading, you know, totally absorbed in the eternal pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he saw there was a leaf, so to say, a piece of paper just blown on his knee. He looked at it, and it was a page from Chaitanya Charitamrita. No, from Chaitanya Bhagavat. I'm sorry, from Chaitanya Bhagavat. This book, it's a book written by Vrindavan Das Thakur. And there on this page, he could read, Prithiviti Acheno Nagara Adigram, that the holy name of the Lord will be spread throughout the world. He read that. He read it like a letter from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he decided to take active preaching. And we are, so to say, the result of that decision. Because if he would have stayed in Navadvip and just continued to chant japa, we would be still rotting in material existence, suffering untold miseries. So you can see how the acharyas, so merciful, they come under the guidance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to spread Krishna consciousness. Our perfection is, if we can join that family, if we can be linked up by our activities and by our thoughts to that family, we should never forget that here in the movement of Krishna consciousness, we are in a great transcendental family. We have to behave properly. We have to not give worries to our acharyas, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, to Srila Prabhupada, and to our own spiritual masters. We have to represent them. We can no longer act, once we come to the platform of initiation, we can no longer act in an uncontrolled, undisciplined, and childish way. We must follow the process. They have given their life in order to save us. They have given their life to guide us. They have given their lives to bring us back to Krishna. We must show ourselves to be a little grateful to them by following them. So on this wonderful appearance day of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, I would just like to bring your attention to two points. One point is his great determination, which already became visible in this Leela, where he vowed to never take a mango again. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's great determination also became visible in his Naishtiki Brahmacharya. He never had anything to do with the opposite gender or the opposite sex. He was a lifelong Brahmachari. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was preaching so determined that, you know, no one could oppose him. Sometimes it is described when he would go over the roads and there would be a Mayavadi, he would confront him. He would take him the shoulders and shake him. Why are you saying such glupos? That God is not a person, that he has no qualities, that he has no activities. Why are you saying this offense? What is the matter with you? And Mayavadi, you know, tried to speak some philosophy, but you are not even knowing the scriptures, said Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and then offered a counter-argument before which the argument of the Mayavadi could not stand at all. So he was very, very determined in spreading Krishna consciousness, and he found in his disciple Srila Prabhupada the worthy person to spread Krishna consciousness. Actually, Srila Prabhupada is fulfilled with the mercy of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. At the very beginning, when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur saw him, and Prabhupada was still in the obeisance, kneeling down before him, he had not yet come out of the obeisance. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur told him, "You should turn your life into something successful by spreading the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the English-speaking countries." A mission which was to become Srila Prabhupada's only goal. The second point is Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's absorption. One can only be a determined person if one has a strong connection with Krishna. If you do not have a strong connection with Krishna, it is not possible to be determined in Krishna consciousness. I have seen this many times in our preaching. We may invite strong personalities to our temples sometimes for a weekend or so. You know, strong men with big muscles and a lot of success in the material world. But you can see, when they have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, eat only prasadam, have association with devotees, all of a sudden they cannot do it. They are so sloppy, so weak inside. If you want to be strong in your mind, you have to be connected with Krishna. Otherwise, it is not even possible for you to get up in the morning. You will be so weak-minded that you cannot overcome even the influence of the mode of ignorance. This is a very nice illustration from the life of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He made Krishna consciousness known all over India, and in his life founded 64 big temples. Imagine 64. He was able to do that because of his strong connection to Krishna, which, you know, also becomes known or seen in his sadhana, you know, this period of 6 years which we are talking about. So today is a very auspicious day. It is a day where we can beg for the mercy of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Today there will be also an initiation ceremony going on. All those who are getting initiated are not known for their great determination. On this day, they can pray to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to get fixed up in the determination, which is an absolute requirement to come to Krishna, to follow the path of Krishna consciousness. Those who are getting initiated today are very nice devotees and very qualified, but they will have to learn this from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, so that their good qualities rest on the solid fundament of that determination. They will be able to do wonderful service for Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So, Srila Prabhupada, to the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Good. So, we will end here. Do you have any questions regarding these subjects?
Mm-hmm.
Have you understood the question? Maybe you can repeat it in Yugoslavian language. There is a definition by Srila Prabhupada about humility. It means to understand that you are a servant of Krishna. Now, if you think about this a little deep, it means you're not the body and you're not the mind. You are a servant of Krishna. You're not the servant of the body and the mind either. Such falsity. All your arrogance. And it just falls away in the light of this understanding. Humility also is manifested in the it is shown like this. Humility is when even a very qualified person considers himself to be without good qualities. See, why Dora, Bhakti Dora, why can a qualified person see himself without qualities? This is an interesting question. Say, someone knows 7 languages. He is very learned. He is cultured, determined, and he is a devotee. So how can he see himself without qualities? Is this some lash? You know, he has qualities. So why not say, yes, I know 30 languages. 30? No, that's a little much. 7 languages. You know, but I'm intelligent. Well, in contrast to Krishna, if you see yourself in context, contrast to Krishna, you have to become humble. If you stand before a very, let us say, a Tsigoyen are also good people. Let us say someone who is really not, who really has no good qualities, who doesn't know anything, who is just very uncivilized, and you know, then you might, and you compare yourself with this person, you might think you are very, you have good qualities. Let us say, how much money do you have, Dora? Not much. Maybe a few, Nimesh Kamaka. But if you compare yourself with a very poor person from the street, you consider yourself to be very rich. But if you compare yourself, let us say, to Prince Charles of England, at that moment you understand, oh, I'm very poor. I have no Lakshmi at all. So a devotee compares himself always, not with people of this world, but he always thinks himself, oh, my dear Lord, where am I in comparison to you? Where am I in comparison to the mercy of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra? What good qualities do I have? Where am I in comparison to my spiritual master? I'm so fallen. I am so full of bad qualities. This is how a learned person, how a devotee sees himself to be very humble, because he does not want to control others and think himself very big, but he always understands I'm just a servant to the Supreme. And before the Supreme, we are really unqualified, isn't it? Not difficult to see. So humility is not some trick of the mind. This is really the point here. It is not just some psychological disease. It's not an inferiority complex. This is the word. You understand this word? Inferiority complex? Yeah. What is the word in... Yeah, complex inferiority, yes. It's not like that. It is a real understanding of my position in this universe. Small, molle, molle, molle. I'm a small servant of Krishna. Humility is our real position. It was for a long time difficult to see for the devotees and for the other disciples of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur the glory of Srila Prabhupada. Because, see, the other disciples were all sannyasis. They had very close contact with Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. And they were not the ones who spread... So they were very close to him and so on. On the other side, Srila Prabhupada was in the Grihastha Ashram. He was not... living in a temple. He took care of his family, and they couldn't understand Srila Prabhupada's position, because from external eyes looking at they looked through external eyes and they thought, but we are so long sannyasis, yes, and Prabhupada is a grihastha outside. That's what they thought. Then when Srila, they often wanted to, they knew Prabhupada was extremely talented. That was always known. For instance, they wanted him to become a temple president in the Bombay temple at one stage. But Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur said, no, he will do something very extraordinary in due course of time. He will do something in grand style. Grand style, this was the word which was used by him. So then when Prabhupada did something in grand style, and showed, and it was difficult for them to see that. They thought, why not Tirtha Maharaj, or this Maharaj, or that Maharaj, who was so, since such a long... it was just difficult for them to understand Prabhupada's glories, by Prabhupada. But more and more and more they see this. They come now and give their temples to ISKCON and say, take care of this. We are now very old, we will soon leave the body, but this movement of Srila Prabhupada is the Gaura Shakti, the energy of Gaura, of Lord Chaitanya, has entered into it. And there are signs of cooperation. They come and cooperate now, and it is, there are many positive things happening. Gaudiya Mad Sanyasi came and preached in New York, for instance, when Mangal something Maharaj, and they become very, very respectful towards the movement of Srila Prabhupada. It was just difficult to see that for them. Who cannot see the glories of Srila Prabhupada? I'm asking you, isn't it? So obvious. I mean, he went to the West in a little boat, and from there it was spreading all over the earthly ball. This is my answer. I do not want to criticize them, because Srila Prabhupada has told us that one cannot criticize the God brothers of one spiritual master. Now, if you have your spiritual master and he has his God brothers, it is not good to criticize them. Your spiritual master will not like this. He will, if you do that. Srila Prabhupada has given other answers, but for us as Prabhupada's followers, we have to follow Prabhupada's instructions to not criticize them. Who are we, the small beginners? Yes, Vindhyavali. No? You made a garland. That's all right. Uretnu. I thought you were raising your hand. She was going, Vidyavali was going. Dobro. Ishvinite. So, yes.
Yes.
Become a good devotee. Once Srila Prabhupada was asked, what pleases you the most? He said, if you become Krishna conscious. And to become Krishna consciousness does not necessarily mean, if we are ants, that we become elephants in our work. Some of us are not so gifted. So? Then we just do what we can do for Krishna, and Krishna is fully satisfied. Krishna is as, because, see, Krishna has a certain vision. He does not see so much what you give, he sees what you don't give. Now, think about it. If you have 100 and you give 50, that's one thing. Now, if you have 25 and you give 25, then that's more than the person who has 100 and gives 50. Do you understand? Krishna is not a materialist. This is always this point. I really think it is important for our devotees to see this point. This point gives them solace if they are not so qualified, but at the same time it calls them to 100% surrender. Da? Yes? You understand? Good. David, Hare Krishna. You mean, did we have it before our birth also? Is this the... Yes. Just like the spiritual master engages you here in this world in the service, he also engages you in the spiritual world in the service. He will be there. Oh, David, then you won't be David any longer. And he will say, yes, now serve Krishna like this. He will serve you like this. I have heard that in some cases the spiritual master might direct you to a confidential associate. See, if he himself does not direct you in the service of Radha and Krishna, he directs you to another confidential associate. Learn from him. But he still remains your spiritual master. You can, to give a very simplistic example, let us say for instance you would go to Sweden, just as an example, or you would go to Turkey to preach Krishna consciousness there, just as an example. So your spiritual master might request you, please go and learn Turkish from this expert in the Turkish language. And you would go there and learn from him how to speak Turkish language, sing the Turkish bhajan. whatever, you know. So in the same way, either your spiritual master, you know, he's eternally your spiritual master, but he might direct you to learn to associate, close associate of Krishna. Therefore, it is important when one is a bhakta or a bhaktin to be very thoughtful about one's choice. This gives me a good opportunity to address one point which I always feel is important to say to our devotees here in Beograd, who you have to, it's more important to choose the spiritual master than, for instance, to choose for a materialist, to choose the partner with whom he wants to live, so to say, together, either the wife or the husband, more important, because it's a relationship which continues eternal. There's material relationships are temporary. They only last for a little while. And one should see, am I getting inspired by this personality to surrender more in Krishna consciousness? And wait for that sign. Krishna will give you the assurance in your heart, and wait for the sign, and only if that is there, then make the decision. It's very important that you devotees know this and tell it to also the friends of Lord Krishna, who tend to be quite, you know, their emotions are going quite intensely sometimes. I remember when we had our Beograd concert, especially the little girls, Beograd, you know, when you come on the stage, they go, ee! You know, like little Tsigoinen, you know, and you know, and they and when they make their ee, you know, they decide who should be their spiritual master. This is of course not very good. Hare Krishna. Better wait, and the Krishna is there in the heart. He is, and he will direct us. Yeah, is this clear? Yeah. I didn't get the point. No, it's all right. Yeah. Yes. But the spiritual masters have Sri Vishnupada has requested his disciples as an example. Go back in this lifetime to Krishna. Become serious. All the spiritual masters will request their disciples, please, Molimte, follow the process. Then you can go back in one lifetime. They will tell the disciples like this. Prabhupada told us once, don't make me come back again to save you. Oh, yeah. See, when we speak of initiation, it is or a spiritual master, it's a very serious affair. It's a very serious affair. If you are not prepared to go back home, back to Godhead, then don't sit on the fire of initiation. This is a strong point. David is going up. Now it's clear, David? Good, thank you. Thank you. Yes. Yes, Mahodari Madhuri. Reinitiated. Yes. I'm very afraid of such questions. There is Narahari. Wait a minute. Narahari Chakravarti Thakur writes about this in Krishna Bhajanamrita. He says, if the spiritual master, due to an accident, has difficulties, then we should take guidance from another great soul. Ultimately, we can only understand this by, if I'm asked, by thinking about, you know, by let me just find the right words. There must be a plan of Krishna behind this. Otherwise, it is too difficult to understand. The most important point in the relationship guru and disciple is what? Now, this is a question I want to ask. I won't tell you. Ah, good. Now I have something. Now, please, who can tell us? All our devotees want to know this so that we can answer this question. What is the most important point in the relationship of the guru and disciple? Lada. Slujane. But you serve also the temple president and the other devotees. What is the special Well, I have to ask, but it's difficult to see whom to ask. Brane. You are also Brane? You are very enthusiastic, yes. That's a very good quality. What? Pariprashnena Sevaya. Can you translate this for all of us? That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita, yes. Should ask about Krishna from him. Should not ask about we should get to know from Krishna about him. Now our enthusiastic Bhakta has made a very nice point. Instruktione, you said. Yes. Yes. Follow the instructions, I think. Sounds right. Very good. Our Bhakta has a very good. Let us give. Please don't get puffed up. So, yes, your point is, what is your name? Boban. Bhakta Boban, yes. Boyan or Boban? Boban, yes. Yes, this is very good, but of course, Vladan and Bhakta Brane have also given the correct answer. There are different ways to say this, but here, in this regard, well, Bhakta Brane has said this. If I ask questions, pariprashnena, it means I'm prepared to follow the answers, isn't it? Yeah, of course. This, why do I ask otherwise? So, this is a fact. Now, if due to circumstances, due to Krishna's inconceivable arrangement, this instruction is not coming any longer. Then we must take from other, from Parampara, from the, another great soul. This is Narahari Chakravarti. Now you ask, okay, instructions is all right, but why reinitiation? Why make this act of connection? Why make it again? Mahurari, it's very difficult for me to answer. I can talk an hour about it, but with a bleeding heart, please ask this question to someone else. I can't, I cannot get into this question. I'm sorry. I have my limitations. Yeah. But I know it comes up in the discussion about the devotees, so you should make it a point to get a concise answer. Why don't you put this in the to Sri Vishnupad in the com? There, it will be interesting for all the devotees, I think, to hear. Yes. Yes. My mouth is shut. I'm sorry. I can only give the answer. It's Krishna's inconceivable leela. And I can't understand Krishna's leela. Good. Yes, Bobin? Bobin? Screen, yes. Yeah. This is an important question for young devotees. You can go in my room now and chant your last rounds, but good rounds, not spaced out rounds. Yes. This is. I'm sorry. Brane, have you finished your 16 rounds? Please go with Vladan to finish them. How can you be sure that this is a sign? Well, the sign we are looking for is an inspiration in the heart which will help us overcome our anattas or our weakness and help us to see more in Krishna consciousness and to also act better. Then it's not an illusion. If it is, if you feel, well, by hearing from this personality, something changes in my life. I become more determined. Prabhupada just once answered a question of John Lennon, the Beatle person. John Lennon wanted to know, how can I know who is my spiritual master? John Lennon. And Prabhupada said, first of all, watch for him who is most attached to Krishna. And then you might say, well, this is what Prabhupada said to John Lennon, because John Lennon was not thinking only of gurus in the... was not only thinking of Srila Prabhupada. At that time was only Srila Prabhupada. But he thought of guru this, guru Shakshat, guru this, guru Parambrahma, guru whatever. So whoever is most attached to Krishna. But then another instruction has been given. He said, who inspires you the most in Krishna consciousness? And you can see that. Just see in your life what inspires you the most in Krishna consciousness. There is kirtan, which I think every one of us likes, a good kirtan. Prasadam inspires us. Maybe you are inspired by a nice picture of Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan. You can see what inspires you. It's not so difficult to find out. You are inspired maybe by Sankirtan, or you are more inspired by Rana Sajivat. You know, you can really see this. It's not so vague. It's something which you can really judge. Our problem is when we are in the situation of a young bhakta, that our mind is not always very it's chanchala, it's jumping back and forth. Elam, elam, ooh, raus bist du. You know. This is our problem with them. So then, wait. And the most important point to make your decision is, it said you cannot see a spiritual master, but you can hear. Listen to lectures. This is such a blessing. We can hear lectures of... there's so many lectures around. Sri Vishnupad's lecture, you can ask here Vishnupad's disciple. They have good lectures. You can just hear, get into it. And don't forget to pray to Krishna. He is the Adi Guru, the original spiritual master, who will make it clear in your heart. Just say, I'm confused. I mean, not you personally, but, you know, when one is in such a situation, one should say, Krishna, please, I want to come to you. Please give me your dear devotee who guides me to you, to your lotus feet. Many of our God brothers have the opinion. I know, for instance, that many of my God brothers thought, if I could only find a spiritual master without coming in contact with Krishna consciousness, they said this, if I could find a spiritual master who could show me the way to God, they were praying like this, just someone, my dear Lord, give me a sign. The next day they had a book of Prabhupada in their head. You follow? I will tell you a very interesting leela. There was one of my God brothers who unfortunately was addicted to the fishing. You know fishing? Fishing. So one day he understood, this is not good. I'm killing so many fishes. But still, because he was addicted, he again went to the fishing. And then he saw, you know, how there was something on the hook. Oh no, again I have a poor fish. You know, he went like, my dragi gospodin, please save me. I am so sinful. So Bobani was going like this. And then he found it was a book of Prabhupada. Yes. Krishna book. It was a Krishna book. He had prayed, my dear Lord, help me to come to you. Please send me a sign. Send me someone. And then he got the Krishna book, you know. He saw the picture of Prabhupada. He read the book. He got the knowledge and so on and so forth. Krishna has guided us since time immemorial.
written through this verse. Don't you think, do you think he will leave you alone with this important decision? Do you think he will leave you alone that it is a matter of mental speculation? It would be totally illogical of him. Isn't it? If you think of it. So please pray. Don't forget Krishna in the process of choosing your spiritual master. And you can also ask other devotees, how was it with you? Did you get the confirmation in the heart? You can ask. Every one of them will be able to tell you a very nice story which will help you in Krishna consciousness. I personally also prayed to Krishna very much, and I was not sure that I would become a devotee. I said I first want to see a pure devotee and will see if I could surrender to him and recognize him. And then I prayed like this, and when Prabhupada came in the airport in London, I saw that light was coming all from his body. And then I fell down on the floor, and because I was so overwhelmed with emotions, and then when I lifted up my head, I thought Prabhupada had gone already for a long stretch, yes? But I saw his Romika house pushen, his, you know, I saw these house shoes. And I thought, who in the world would make an international flight in house shoes? It can be only a transcendentalist. It must be Prabhupada. And then I went, looked up, and then I looked right into Prabhupada's eyes. And he was just smiling at me. And then he, like a swan, he floated. He went on. Then I knew, all right, this is the end of my material existence. Good, Hare Krishna. We are coming, we will have our yagya at 10 o'clock. Please tell the devotees who are getting initiated they should not take prasadam before the yagya. Please also all come, if you can come, to bless the young devotees so that they will be determined in Krishna consciousness and not fall away from the process. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.